Ended up 24 saves, maybe. That's a game and a half of, or half a game, sorry, of work for you lately. Mm-hmm. Did it feel like a quieter night for you with what your team was able to do in front of you?
Yeah, you know, I thought we played fantastic as a group. You know, we battled really hard in front of our net, and when they got a chance, they stopped it. So, all around, great team effort tonight.
Bit of an adventurous first period. There was a lot going on for everybody involved in the game. How did you see it kind of go from that to settling down maybe for the second and third period?
You know, I almost felt like we were feeling each other out in that first period. It's just one of those flows that both teams came with a lot of energy, and I didn't see a whole lot going on. And then we kind of got into the game and got our legs moving, and you know, it showed. And like I said, I thought the whole team was there in there tonight.
You had a good view of, I think, a couple net front scrums after the whistle. We don't see that a whole lot from this Jets team. Anaheim seemed to maybe want to play a bit of a physical game. So did you like what you see from your team and kind of standing up for themselves?
Yeah. When we battle as hard as we do, that's going to happen. It's going to come. So it's almost a good sign because that means we're frustrating the other team and we're doing the right things.
Connor, you go down to four defensemen last week against Columbus, fought with five the majority of this game. What does it say about the defense and the forwards, for that matter, of how well they're playing when they're down a guy back in the blue line?
Well, they're definitely in shape. We know that. No, they've been fantastic. You know, every single one of them. We battle so hard in front of our net, and we got really good chemistry going. So my hat's off to them. They're just playing fantastic.
Another solid game by your club on the penalty kill. What's working so well for you guys right now? Obviously, the Columbus game was a bit of a aberration, but boy, this road trip especially. You guys are now, I think, 8-for-8.
Yeah, you know what? We're battling very hard, and we're competing, and we're never coming off it. So when you have everyone going like that, it makes it real tough for the other team, and you know, we're kind of drowning them out.
Connor, you guys were in this building pretty much a month to the day ago. Obviously, tough night for the team. 10-2-1, though, since then. Do you take some time because of looking back to that game and now where you are to just think how far you've come as a group?
I mean, I haven't really thought about it now that you said it. I just thought we were building the entire time. Like, put that game aside, I thought our team was getting better every single night. And finally, I guess it clicked. I don't know. Maybe we're scoring an extra goal. Maybe we're stopping an extra goal. I can't tell you exactly what it is. I just know the guys in here are battling extremely hard every night, and I've seen us improve every single night.
Right. Finally, what's your energy level? If Paul didn't say what the plan necessarily was for tomorrow, but could you go if your number gets called?
Well, my answer is the same every time. I'll be ready if my name's called. But Laurent Broussard is a great goalie, and if I have to watch him, I'll look forward to that as well.